for me. He made a valley of grace where things would change, and maybe they take up the cross high again. The love that refines. There's no sense trying to do it on my own. He gave more than I could have known.
Welcome to Valley of Graces, Healing Our Brokenness. And tonight we're going to be recording episode 11. And that is entitled, Dancing in the Rain. Think about the movies. What happens when you see someone dancing in the rain? Usually they are barefoot, soaking wet. They're holding their arms out and looking as free as a bird. Just picture it. What happens when we dance in the rain as Christians? Dancing in the rain as Christians gives us the same feeling. We are as free as a bird because we know that God has our backs. It's not because we don't have any problems at all. The rain represents the problems that we have pouring down on us, raining like cats and dogs, accompanied by dark skies, thunder, and lightning. So why are we waving our arms? We are waving our arms because we have finally decided to surrender these problems to God, knowing that He is the only one that can solve them, knowing that we do not have control over the situation, knowing that our version of control means we are becoming more out of control as we spin and shame and guilt, and ask God all the whys about life and these particular problems. I have a plaque on a wall in my kitchen, and it says, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And it's by Vivian Green. I read this saying to a friend of mine, it probably was a good 2 to 3 years ago, and I told her that one thing about life is that we're not going to stop having problems. This isn't normal. It just isn't life. However, because of the mountain of problems and the domino effect of trauma behind it, we feel the downpouring of the rain, the constant rain in our lives. And I told her that it makes no sense for us to stop and wait for the rain to stop before we try to do something in life, because we could literally be waiting forever. I'm not saying that as a Christian or a non-believer that there are not going to be good times in life, but life is not going to go as we always have it planned. And so if we're waiting for the perfect opportunity for something to happen, we are definitely going to miss out on life. And so what I told her is, because of the fact that we can't stop life and there are going to be constant problems in life at certain intervals, that we might as well just take off our shoes and start dancing right now. Otherwise, we will miss out. And we'll end up going, as soon as this and that is done, then I'm going to do this. But the reality is, this and that may never be done. Someone's going to always disappoint us we are always going to disappoint someone. And the thing about it is, in order for us to grow, we have to have the rain of pain for a season. And we are not the ones who determine how long that rain is going to downpour. Right, take a break, and then we could have another wave of it. What if we surrendered and we decided that God is the author and the finisher of our faith, and it's not us? What if we danced and we twirled while we sat in our community and they upheld us with the most wonderful gifts of all? Those are listening, acceptance, love, and patience. Job danced in the rain. Let's listen to the rain as it poured down on his shack. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. And I'm reading from Job chapter 1. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, "Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This was Job's regular custom. One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied. "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, then. Everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger." Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and they were drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabians attacked them and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword. I'm the only one who's escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The fire of God fell from the heavens and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the older brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and it struck the 4 corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they are dead, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship, and he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart." Then Job danced in the rain. Don't you hear his feet? Listen. With every bit of will left in him, he declared in verse 21, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." This past April, as I was coming to a place feeling like things were getting better in my life, the rain began to pour down on me. It hailed. And it beat. It thundered and it lightened. And then by June, it slowed down a bit. The sun is about to come out, I thought. It did for about 1 week. One particular day of this week, I had been typing for an extremely long period of time, and I decided I would take a break pretty soon. And when all of a sudden, I felt God's presence enter my body, radiating from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. When I finally did take a break and walk to the beach, this supernatural feeling continued to occur. As I was walking to the beach, I noticed that all of my senses were opened, and I could see things on a newer spiritual level. I didn't want it to end, but it did. It ended a good 4 hours later. And I kept wondering, what had I done to deserve such a treat? Don't get me wrong, I was very excited for this, to feel God's presence. But I just felt so unworthy of it. Well, exactly a week later, it began a downpour of storms upon my life. I could barely see my feet to dance, to keep the rhythms, but I danced as Job danced. I worshiped from my heart and my soul, even when the rain was coming down so hard that I could barely see. The worst part about this time is that my grandmother's death hit me like a ton of bricks, full speed straight on. The pain in my chest from this grief made me think that this was the end for me. One thing about PTSD / trauma is that all of your memories are clumped together. And as soon as you think you've dealt with something, it's when you realize that you didn't, because it got mixed in with all the rest of your mess that you had going on at that time. A few days later, God danced with me, and he gave me hope when I went to hear Dr. Henry Cloud at a local church speak on what you need to do when you are going through a trial. The very first thing that he said was, remember, God is there. I nearly lost it during this message. God had shown me his backside a week before, like Moses in the burning bush. It was exactly a week before these storms to remind me not to forget this. And the fact that this was the very first thing that Dr. Henry Cloud had said, I knew that God had meant it for me. And as with Job, I was hardly able to absorb one piece of information before finding out the next. Throughout my dance, my boiler went out. I had no heat for 4 days this past couple months. This happened. The crawl space was packed with lint and was at dangerous levels for a fire. And we survived just barely out of God's grace with that. I got that fixed, and then the dryer broke. It started working again, and then the fuse blew, and then the dryer finally gave its last breath and broke. The storage tray inside the refrigerator broke, and then the can opener broke, and I brought another can opener, and it broke. This was the Job effect of my life, but God danced with me. He gave me hope. And as I am still dancing with my feet right now on top of his, as a little girl with her father, we dance. We dance through the blood, the sweat, the tears, the grief of life. I dance. And so how do you dance when the rain of life is blinding you? Put your feet on top of God's feet and let him direct you. Know that he's there. Drown yourself in your Bible, worship music, and all things spiritual. pray like never before. Allow your small groups and community to love on you and pray for you. Find a few people in that community that you can tell your problems to, so that they can be praying for you and that you're not eaten alive emotionally. Admit that you're angry with God because he knows your heart. And so saying something different than actually what you're feeling would be lying to him anyway. We become double-minded and there becomes a conflict with our inner man. And it took me a while to figure this out. Oh, I feel shameful because I shouldn't be angry with God. And I'm trying to worship him as anger is underneath. And I feel like a nut inside. No, let the anger out because he knows our hearts anyway. Number six, hold on to that rope and know as Job did, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Number seven is hold on to the fact that this brings perseverance of our character and it brings endurance and we can serve as a light to help others. Remember, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Come with me and dance like David danced. And the name of this poem that I wrote is called Dance of Praise. Oh, David danced. Oh, yes, he danced. Till servants stared and women pranced. Michal called out, "You are a fool." But David cried, "There are no rules. You see, my God has brought me out. Just need to dance to get it out. And I will dance all in the street till I can feel it in my feet. And when I'm done, I'll be worn out. Just need to dance to get it out. There are no words to speak my pain, and so I dance, remove disdain. You see, my God knew from the start. He called me man after his heart." Oh, David danced. Oh, yes, he danced. Till servants stared and women pranced. Thank you for listening tonight. And I pray that you would have a blessed evening in the Lord. God bless.
Turn those valleys into places to learn. Instead of burn and perish away. And nights never so cold without his grace. How could I say that I've seen the world from his great love? How could I know what he could love? For me, if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross high again. The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. The love that refined. Again, 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 and now. so much for me.